Hello, Audio Boo. It's the first time I've recorded in a very long time. And I'm sorry about that. But that's the way life goes. If you're not following my lovely wife, CarmWater73, you should. You would know that we got home on the 24th of March, October. And it's a little strange, but anyway, I'm booing to you right now because I just read something that triggered one of my two of my pet subjects: political engagement and reversing decisions that had previously been made. Now, I'm going to address the second one first. I was reading an article from The Guardian, from Guardian Australia, and if you are an Australian, you may be interested, or interested in things in Australia, you may be interested in following Guardian Australia, because I don't know what their publication, what other forms they publish in Australia, but they certainly publish interesting stories, and it's a nice counter to the usual more right-wing biased print media, Murdoch media. So it's a good thing to read. Anyway, I was reading a piece which was summarising the ABC television program Q&A, which is a political panel discussion program. They usually get a range of people from a range of political and societal angles, and they take questions from the audience, and it can sometimes it's kind of subject specific, and sometimes it's not. Anyway, it looks like tonight's was not so much. And apparently at one point they got onto the question of whether the voting age should be raised from 18 back to 21. Now, I, as a general principle, and anyone who's been around me for any time will know, particularly if you've been involved in me helping to organise anything, will know that one of my strong principles is that if you've decided to do something a particular way and then are looking to reverse or change that decision, you shouldn't do so until you've reminded yourself with the reasons why it was decided to do it that way in the first place. Does that make sense? So if you decided to change the age, voting age, from 21 to 18... which was decided back in 72 or 73 or such, and you're now looking to reverse that decision, you shouldn't do so until you examine and address the reasons why it was changed in the first place, instead of just changing it back because it seems like a good idea to do. Now, I'm not the world's foremost expert on Australian politics, but as my recollections serve, and we should be able to remember this, given that it's less than a week after the memorial of the former Australian Prime Minister and the Prime Minister of the time, Mr. Gough Whitlam, that apparently the catalyst for changing the voting age from 21 to 18 was the fact that Australians could be conscripted into the army at age of 18 to fight in Vietnam, but could not vote for the government that would conscript them. And that seemed to many, and certainly the government of the day, to be a fundamental wrong that needed to be righted. And I fully agree with that. And so it is a strong belief of mine that any party that's going to be affected by the way the government operates needs to be able to influence how that government operates and who does the operating.
Well, those are kids.
Well, yes, but they're not. People are usually not. Kids are not so directly influenced.
Yeah, but I agree with you.
To the point where, for example, in Australia, unlike the United States, prisoners get a vote. And so they should.
They should get a vote.
They really should get a vote because prisoners are often used as political footballs.
They get a vote here.
And I think it's only right that they, you know, you lose enough I don't think you should lose your right to vote just because you're locked up in prison.
Of course.
And particularly since the governments are ultimately responsible for how you're treated in prison. Either they run the prisons or they outsource the prisons to be run by someone else. So, the reason why this question came up is because there was, basically, I often notice that it's often older people that say these things. They feel that Australians are not qualified to vote. They're not, they haven't had enough life experience to be able to vote in a meaningful way at the age of 18.
They should educate them better.
Well, apart from the fact that, are we going to automatically assume that people have had enough life experience at the age of 21 to fit this test? Some people have had a lot of life experience by the age of 13. Other people are still living at home at the age of 30. So what do you want? If people, by and large, are not politically aware enough at the age of 18, and I would be prepared to debate that particular subject, then the onus is on us to make sure that they are made politically aware enough to be able to vote by the age of 18.
Yeah.
Now, I've always been interested in politics because my parents were and had a way of explaining things to me in such a way that it made at least some kind of sense when I was young. Do you want your tea?
Yes, please. You need to take Rosie out.
Yeah, I'll take her.
I can take her.
And such, and I also had, we had some very interesting discussions about politics at school, the way that we were taught about how the separation of powers and how everything stems down from the Queen, at least in theory, if not in practice, all that sort of stuff was made very clear to me when I was in middle of primary school. So if these things can't be made clear by the age of 18, I don't know what's wrong with us. And actually, I got, I can't remember if I got full marks or at least very high marks for an essay that I wrote about the dismissal of the Whitlam government when I was in year 10, so I would have been 15 or so at the time. All I know is that I missed out on voting in my first election by about 4 months.
No.
Because the election was held in March 1993, and I turned 18 in July. But had I been able to vote in the 1993 election, I, at the age of what would have had to have been 18, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to vote, but if I'd been 18 at the time, instead of 17 and 8 months, I would have been a fully informed voter with strong opinions about who I would vote for and why. And so if I can do that, there's no reason why any other 18-year-old can't do that today.
It doesn't mean you don't change your opinions.
No,
over time.
It doesn't mean that the opinions don't change, but I felt very strongly about the proposed GST. I was very concerned about industrial relations reforms and one or two other issues. And it seems that so it was the population of Australia, the majority of, because the coalition government didn't get in. Unfortunately, the populace tend to have short memories, and 3 years later, well, that was a different story. Anyway, that's just my thoughts. I'm really big on this not changing your decisions without, continuing to do things because they are that way. It's better to decide to continue to do something because you still agree with the reasons why it was decided to do it that way in the first place than to continue to do something some way simply because it's the way it's always been done. That kind of stuff bothers me too. Anyway, I'm sure we must be out of time, so I am going to turn this thing off, and I hope you all have a good day. Bye.